Ja. Nee, Eric, falsche Schuhe. Hier auf Level 10. The chain, I'm going to try to see if we can attack it, let's see where we're doing it. Let's see if we can see the shoes. Come in the coolest. A lot of mushrooms. Do what you do and I don't want it. Every year, in this Kaddish and I come up with a term. Naya, mountain term. Chazal, I'm a whore. I'm a shas nice, a Klai Yisrael. The Gdoma, the mountain term was, Kabbalah Sator, a Maisa Kabbalah Nasir Nishma. Mashmoy Sadorim is that was what brought Klai Yisrael to the Madrigal of Mount Tur. It's common Mashmoy Sadorim that the void is every year. Everyone has to make a Kabbalah Sator. Kabbalah Sator. Kanira Kabbalah Sator is not like Kabbalahs we make all the time. Kabbalah Sator. We have to reach our Madrigal in Unzer in Asa Venishma. So let's try a little bit of our. A little bit of avoid to take a level, maybe. What is an Asa Venishma? What does it mean? What could we bring out? What could be an Asa Venishma for us? Fliku Chazal Ma'oid Ma'oid. And this Madrid Asa Venishma. The Shoshik Dim Yisrael an Asa Venishma. Yotza Baskal V'Omerlem. Mi Gila Labonei Rozeh. Shemalachi Ashorish Masham Shemal. Shabbos Tafich Esmarov. Chesiv Baruch Hu Hashem Melachav Giborei Koyach Oisei Dvar L'Shmoy B'Kol Dvar Mireisha Oisei B'Hodar L'Shmoy. Klal Yisrael reached in a Gevis Hamas in Madrigal Melachav. They used with Klal Chazal Klokol a rod. Sounds like it's a secret. Sounds like it's not a regular Melachav. Some sort of secret. It's a patent. Kol Hakdomas Nasim Nishma. Rashi says Oisei Dvar. Rashi says Mukhonim lasas. They're not doing already. But the mukhonim lasas koydim shishu. Loi keder shara avodim shashem and tchilas adavar leidem yechidim mekat maleim olam. Let's try to feel a little bit more. What is this nukas v'nishma? Hemshech l'gomor. It's mavur. This madrega mas v'nishma wasn't a one-time thing for Klal Yisrael. This made an imprint on Klal Yisrael deri deris. And I kadei kach. The kamar Klal Yisrael tagdoro from Klal Yisrael. The nasa v'nishma dikas. Every Yid, you meet a Yid in the street, he's a mamshich darkei from Aviseinu. That they were mekabel nasa nishma. So he's a woman in the Gemara. Famous ma'aseh. The Gemara tells over. The hu tzeduki, the chazi il rova, the kama'ayin b'shmaita. The tzeduki, a witness, he saw a rova. The scene is in front of him, he saw a rova sitting there. Tifa rang in the sugi. Tifa rang in itzdebo. Tifa nakuma. The Yosva etzbose the yodei tusei kar, and the fingers of his hands placed under his legs, like many people have such a position when they're thinking. Tifa right. The kamay etzbuhu, the kamavin etzbuhu sedama. His hands were being crushed under his legs, to the point that there was oozing blood out of his fingers. Omale, ama pezizim. What does pezizim mean? What a wild nation, wild, reckless, hasty. In our terms, maybe, we would say crazy. Please, wow. The Kanmisu Pumaychalu Naichu. Your forefathers, they already were mocked in their pet, Nase, before Nishma, before the years. Akati Bepachos Vesaychu Kanmisu. He saw a root, a shurish, a garin for this behavior of Rava. This is rooted in your forefathers, in the Aviseinu. In their hakdom is nas v'nishma, and you mean mamshich the same halach. Bireishe yivaylechul amishma imatzise kablisu v'iloy loy kablisu. First, you have to hear, figure out if you can do it. If not, don't accept it. That's what the tzuki time to rov is a very similar conversation. The end of ksubis, the last one of ksubis, last one of ksubis. Abzeira, and he was going up to Eretz Yisroel. He was going from Babel to Eretz Yisroel. And he missed the boat. He missed the boat. And Kinnereth, it's very difficult to understand what it's clearly what Matthias was. But it seemed to be what he did. He decided, instead of taking a boat, there was some sort of very thin bridge that you held onto some sort of rope while you went over. And he's going to cross, I don't know which river, he's going to cross that to get there to Israel. He's going to cross that to get there to Israel. Started going across, and this Stuki, same Mamash, Kahut Stuki, they saw him, and he said the same thing. I'm a Pseza! Kati Bechut, same Mamash, the same as Akloshim. Shreid of him, the same as Elbazach. What's the answer to that? What is Chazal's answer to this tiny Stuki? The tiny is you're wild, not normal. Reckless. Omalei, Chazal answered. Anand is saginon bishle musa. Ksiv bon tumas isharm tanchim. We who walk in our perfection. Rashid Mavur shleim is lashon tmimus. We walk in the tmimus. The straight, perfect, complete way. Ksiv tumas isharm tanchim. Our tmimus is going to lead us in the straight path. Hanich inshi, the sogun balilusa. These people who walk in their perverted or ways full of negias. Referring to Zdukim, Ksibu, Vesilev, Boigdim Yishtim. The crookedness, the pervertedness of the Boigdim Yishtim is going to destroy them. So this we have to understand. If you would ask anybody, an average person in the street, the Zduki is 100% right. In a natural, posh of a cook, in a Veltdik a cook, the Zduki is 100% right. What's going on here? And Chazal say, Pum Fakir. Chazal say, he's crooked. And Rava and Rav Zeira, they're straight. They're straight. They're glaich. The Tzduki is crooked, the Tzduki is crook, and Rav is Goliath. What's going on here? So obviously there's many different kudas, but in ways we want to try to open up one kuda here. What's the Yisrael? What was going on here? What's going on between the Tzduki and Rav? The Tzduki is tiny like this, very basic, which is a worldview which is true. This is the way a person is enrooted in this world, the Seichel of Basar, of the dumb things. Is that if you want to take on something, anytime you want to take on something, first measure the kelim that you have. You measure the kelim that you have, and afterwards, you fill it up. Yeah? You want to buy a car, so you count up how many kids you have in your family. You don't buy a four passenger car and then say, okay, let me ask my wife how many kids that we have. You got to first figure out what's going on there. You don't take on a job before you know what's going on. The Rashiva comes to you and say, oh, I have a job for you. You say, okay, I'm taking it. Let's see. Maybe he's going to ask you that he wants you to finish Yavamas tomorrow night, overnight. What are you going to do then? Yeah. Maybe he's going to ask you to go into a room with two Israelis. You're going to be ready for that. Yeah. First figure out, are you ready for it or not? You first figure out, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you fit for the job? That's the world view. That's a basic and natural understanding. The Kalim fit for what's going on. The Stuki said, this was the mistake. Look at that, everything they made. They jumped into something because they have no idea because they were ready. And you're doing the same exact thing. You're following in the path of Torah. Torah takes a person. Many times when a person engages himself, immerses himself in Torah, he's immersed himself in Torah to the point where shichas ativim. He forgets what's going on with himself. And it breaks down the body. The body gets broken down. That's what he saw Rava. The body is not handling what's going on. Blood is oozing out. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're breaking down your body. You're gauging yourself in Torah in a way, and that's what he told, and that's what the Tzduki told Abzeira, the same thing. You're so caught up with going to Eretz Yisrael, obviously, for Torah purposes, that you lose wind of yourself. You put yourself in a sakana. What's going on? You're putting yourself in a sakana. It has to shtel zuxu daf zain ois gehalten with the physical gedarm of a person. That was the taina, and it's rooted in the forefathers. Zokt chazal, that the richtige, the straight cook, is the cook of Rav and Rav Zeira. What's the thing about? Famous Chazal. Chazal say, B'shas ma'antara, fear ma'ar parah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, went around to Olum HaSa'ilu. At least the Russian, and he offered them the Torah. Should be a Pesach Pe. And they said, famous Chazal, Mak Sibbe. He went to Esav, and they said, Mak Sibbe. He told him, what is your tzach? Kol atzmoy shel avinu. He's a retzach. What's the rules different? Yadayim is a Esav. What do you want? That's it. Went to Yishmael. Kol atzmoy shel avinu. He's a ganef. It says loy signif. Sorry, the Chazal says loy signif. He said, kol atzmoy shel avinu. Uyi a para odom. He's a para odom. He can't keep his hands off other people's things. Kol atzmoy shel avinu. Went to Amun Bemoyel. Says loy sinof. Maksid bei loy sinof. Kol atzmoy shel avinu. He was born. The Metzias of Amun Moyel was from Amayis Nus. They were enrooted in Zeus, in Erev. Let's make them a fortune. What's going on? Is this fear? He wants to give the Umas Hayom a chance. So anyone knows anything about Chiruch? You start off, you first tell them this, the light things, and then eventually, you go, and you get. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, the Nakuda that's most diametrically opposed to the Metzias of these nations, that's the first thing he offers them. Here's Munach and Yisoydo. This is Shaytan Nakuda Bosses Torah. Not this Bosses Torah. It's Chachmas. And the Shein Zach and the Belton's Torah. Torah is a different thing. We always bring down. Very much, very chosh, very, very apropos to our door. We need to hear this a lot. Volbi used to say, Volbi used to bring the Shmuzim. Yeah, I don't know. The Altum Kelm, Altum Slobodka, one of them, used to say that he had a tiny already, a little bit, I think already in the Volba's door, it's Kosher King. He said, today there's a very relative term that everyone asks. They want to know if a person succeeded somewhere, they say, is he steigen? Steigen? Is he steigen, Barabasha? Is he steigen in that yeshiva? Is he steigen in Hever? Way back in Europe, he said that term didn't exist. He used to ask. He went to Kamenitz, he went to Baruch Ber, he used to ask. Oibed, Anderish Gevorn by Baruch Ber. That was the Poshet term. Oibed, Ander, Ruvina went to Kamenitz. Oibed, Anderish Gevorn. What does Anderish mean? Did he change? Did he change? Steiging means what you were, you become a little bit more. You were a masmid, you used to learn 10 hours, yet another. Half an hour, another hour, 11 hours. Yeah, before you were into tefillah, now you daven at 25 minutes from Isaac. You were a Baal Chesed, now you give even to more people. That's steiging. Changing is a totally different thing. Changing is, you are masmid, but you are Adam Gas. You have no shaykhis to any edelkeit, to sensitivity. And the Torah comes and takes you from this Adam Gas and turns you into a sensitive person. It takes a person who's selfish and makes him to a giving person. It takes a person who's shidchi, he's got a good head, and all of a sudden it makes him into a lamdin. It opens, it changes the person, the way the person thinks. It takes a person, I've seen this, who naturally had no zitzflesh, and makes him into a masnid. That is the idea of Torah, what we're saying. The litmus test of Torah. Torah is different than other chokhmas. Torah is not a natural type of chokhmah. Torah is something that's higher. Torah is das Hashem. Torah is not from this world, it is out of this world. And you totally misused the term out of this world, right? You take that the steak or this wonderful cheesecake that's out of this world. There's nothing more in this world than a cheesecake. There's nothing more in this world than a cheesecake. Torah is out of this world. Torah is out of this world. Torah is out of this world. It's no shaykhis. There's no mitzvah. Torah is something that could change and elevate the person. And it's made to change. This is a message here. Hear what Chazal is telling us. Unbelievable. Chazal is saying, I'm coming to you, the Mitzvah Oilam. You're missing the boat. I'm coming to change you. Du bist der Reitzeach. I'm coming to make you always Reitzeach. Du bist der Neuif. That's where I'm coming. That's where Torah starts. That's where Torah starts. Torah starts exactly where it hits you below the belt. Torah is coming to change you where you are. I once heard, which Masala Salman said, Bashem, the Blade Gruitz, Rashi Valt, Rashi from Gateshead. He said, if the Klal Yisroel would have asked Maksiv Bey, he would have said the Isser of Lashon Hara. That's what he would have said. Allah was hugging. The Isser of Lashon Hara, Torah is coming to make you. Oh, he's hacker. You're the Mr. Hacker. You diva. You probably can't stop talking. The Torah is coming to hit you. And this is what Klal Yisroel understood. Unbelievable. This is exactly what Klal understood. This is the Oymet HaDvorim of Maksiv Nishma. Klal Yisroel understood that. They would have said, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to ask us. Set the Torah. So we're going to start figuring out. Could we talk about not talk Lashon Hara? What are you doing? You're checking out how you are made physically. You're checking out the Kalim. That's if you want to learn mathematics. If you want to learn mathematics, then figure out if you can be a good mathematician. If you want to be a physician, figure it out. Oh, but Torah is coming to take you to a different place, to a different existence, not where you were before. So what are you going to ask, Maksibbe? That was the Einish of Lumas Oilam. It wasn't the Einish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. They're going to, with a worldly cook, Maksibbe. So he told them, listen, if you're going to a worldly cook, Torah's not for you. Torah's coming to change you, it's not for you. Klal Yisrael understood, and this was Nasim and Ishma, and Klal Yisrael, they were willing to go where they weren't holding right now, at that point. They're willing to shirk the Kalim. This is a basic idea of Torah. This is what Torah is. Torah. And if anyone never didn't feel that the Torah started causing a little bit of friction with their kelim, with what they used to, with what the normal is, so then they haven't tasted Torah. Torah is when it starts taking you and changing you. Changing you. You feel exactly when it changes you. You talk about things like basic, there's basic things. You guys are not holding Banyan or Parnasa, but promotion. Like a basic thing. You ask any worldly person today, it's a basic thing. You can't start going into the world without have a plan. Have a plan. Come on, have a plan. You gotta have a plan. You know, how are you gonna fire yourself? Exactly. He said, I have a friend. He said, no, I'm married. He said, I downed it because the I thought they wish to listen. You set me up, give me a few millions, and then I'll take off three or four hours from work to work learn first aid. And we know that's a joke, that's a little bit. That's not worth it. I always talked about those people. He said, Mashkin Hashem, Mashkin is. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because that's not the Malach of Torah. Torah doesn't say, okay, make sure you're all set up with the Kalim physically, you're all set up. And then, that's not the way Torah works. Torah makes you higher. Let's take a dugma that hits a little more at home. And I'm not talking about the dugmois. Everyone has to speak to a Rebbe privately, a Jocho, not to jump too far levels. But I'm talking about the musik of friction. Basic example. Spoke about this in the winter. Internet, iPods, iPhones. You go around the world today, speak to people. Are you normal? You don't have an iPhone? Are you normal? Mr. Normal-ish? Everyone has these things. And the answer is, you're right. From a worldly point of view, on a bus of a dumb, das balabais. Das balabais means the straight way to think. A regular person doesn't have the Torah. That's 100% right. That's not normal. It's not normal to not to be open, not to be connected, to not to be everywhere in the world. Oh, but Torah elevates a person. Torah extends a person. So again, you have to know which level of Torah you are at, which you can't jump too quick. Oh, but Torah changes the person. How do we get to that? This is the question. This is what we have to understand. Very nice. I gave a nice moves, but Shabbos. Nice. I've been a boss of a dog. The Malachi HaShorish scream, Mal Yalud Isha Beinenu. This was the Taino. Abishta, what are you doing giving this Torah that's out of this world to a boss of a dog? He's a boss of a dog, Yankel. What do you expect from him? He only has the Kalim that he has. If he doesn't have Zitzflesh, what do you expect him to do? If he's attached to his iPod, what do you expect him to do? Where do you want him to go? Where do you want him to jump? What do you want him to do? Kinnira, there's a Kayach and Mensch that can bring him to do a Nasa Benishma. To be willing to be Muchan. And Muchan means 100% Muchan. Muchan means that there's a level of you that I'm willing to fly with. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to let the Torah take me. How do we come to that? How do we come to that? This is something that we're going to have to do the Shulis. Everyone on their level. We're going to have to be willing to accept Torah. We're going to have to be willing to search out a point where the Torah is creating a friction in their present Metzias. And the Torah is extending them. The Torah is extending them, and I have to be willing to try to make a Kabbalah. Turn earnestly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm ready. How are we going to do that? How are we going to do that? So there's Kama, if I name this Kama, different Kudus. And points, since we're holding the Sugya, I want to concentrate on the Sugya that we're holding it. When a person is fighting for his life, he can do a lot of different things. There's a lot of different things that are not b'koichai in a general sense. Famous words of the Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Sfiyah Salimah. It's a Shin Vav. Tami HaMitzvahs. Mepnei Ken, ki he kol ikun shi Yisrael. He just spoke about Torah being the ikur of Kal Yisrael. Bavur nigalu ba'olu l'kol ha'dulu sh'olu ala. Nitztaveinu limnois mi mochres yontev shal Pesach ha'gyeg nesinas ha'Torah. Laharo is binafshenu hachefetz hagodol el ayoim hanichpod hanichsof ludibein. Zok techinach. The purpose of Sfiyas HaOmer is to show and exhibit and demonstrate the tremendous desire, the tremendous cheshek and chefetz that we have, el ayoim hanichpod hanichsof ludibein, this desired day that our hearts are waiting for. Give them mashal. Ke'eved yishafzel. This is mashal. He says, you want to see someone who's longing with desire for something, take a tzir of an eved who's waiting, tzel, passing an eev, who's waiting for the nightfall. An eved who only works during the day. His eved is mishtabed. The master makes him do everything, clean the toilets, al's dengi, mamash becomes like a behema, mishugit. He's dying. He's dying for that night. Why? Because he's free. even more than to bother him than he has to do, he has to clean the toilets, is that he's mashubit. That master that he wants to kill him every second, every chirp that he says he has to turn to. He's mashubit. He's waiting for the night time to be free, Pashat. That's what he says. He's counting, when am I going to go free? What type of desire is here? Pesach's called Zman Chirusin, they went free. But Klal Yisrael realized they weren't just free yet. It's a different type of desire here. It's not something, I'm going great, I'm going to... a big event, a big concert. Someone who's this Eved is a tzir, the chinuch piece of tzir of somebody who's waiting to get back his mitzvahs. A human being is supposed to be a free being. And when he's in Shubit, he's not free. Klal Yisrael realized that the Torah is going to give them their freedom. Without Torah, they're not free. And that's Mufurj Chazal. That's the Chazal. Obvious. The true freedom of a human being is Talmud Torah. And the Mishnah continues, Yesh Lodon, if it's a Hemshech, if you want to learn it, learn it's a Hemshech. Shekol Misha Oisik B'Torah Harezem Mis'ale. Shenemar Matona Nachlil Manachlil Bo. What is in the Kuda of Chayrus that Torah frees you up? The Mishnah has a mamshik because Torah elevates and lifts up a person. What does it mean Torah elevates and lifts up a person? This is the Kuda we spoke about, speaking about the past few weeks. Chazal say, Ein kavod al Torah. There's nothing that lifts the human being up from inside, that fills him up with purpose and content. And roimimus, like Torah. Torah raises the person from inside. For those who remember, during the summer, winter's month, we spoke about a sugya in Shevelim. We spoke about the depths of a person could reach. The parsha of Arayis and Yoni's Nus. And we brought then the morale and the goyim. They point out that there are three areas of Torah. There are three areas in Torah. Besides the famous Bin Adam L'Chavir and Bin Adam L'Mokai, there's an area called Bin Adam L'Ma'atzer. There's another area called Bin Adam L'Ma'atzman. Zman L'Chaveren, Bin Adam L'Mokim, and Bin Adam L'Ma'atzman. And that's connected to Dom Sha'olim Oymer of him. Torah Avoida Bin Adam L'Chaveren. Torah Avoida is Bin Adam L'Mokim. Bin Adam L'Chaveren is Bin Adam L'Chaveren. Torah is Bin Adam L'Ma'atzman. And the Goyim and the Moral both point out that on the depths, on the Tzad Hara, on the Gimel Averis Chamuris, that's Gili Arayis, Shvichos Domin, and Avoida Zohar, Gili Arayis, is the destruction of the self. It erodes the self. It brings down a person until he has no sense of self. And we mentioned then, we said we're going to get back to it. And now we're talking about Kayim Chayiv. That the morale over there in the Goyin says, on Tzad HaToiv, what raises the person more than anything is Torah. Again, without being on the Malkam, being on the Malkam could be also Torah is huge. Aber, Poshe to make the mention to a mensch. The Lashon HaMoral over there is nothing that's mashlim the person. That gives you a greater sense of self, of real self, than Torah. The same way, Gili Arayis erodes a person. You ever look at a person, never a person who's shaku in these nyanim, you see they start losing the chain of a human being. They start losing the look of a human being. Poshe, the chain, the certain chain that a human being has, they start losing it. Poshe, they become animalistic beings. Lepech is by a Torah. Look at it, go, look at it, go, we shine. We shine. Because it shines. Super Sodom, the celebrant game shines. Torah lifts up a person. Torah fills the person with meaning. There's many levels to this. Firstly, the Torah, there's a morale, the Pashup Shah, the morale is talking about is the Torah connects you. There's a part of this, everyone knows that a human being is created with a lower part and a higher part. He's created with an animalistic side and a higher side. The animalistic side is always with us, it's never going to leave us, it exists with us. But it's Rogo made, that's another. And that's the side, the kin of the tithe of the covenant. And Moitzias of the Melalom. How many times, if you be honest with yourself, do we do so many things that we don't want to do? But what can we do? Do what we don't want to do. Do what we don't want to do. We're holding there. We're stuck. We're attached to that lower side of us. Torah is what takes the person. That's what Torah is. Torah extends. Torah is this Metzias El Yoyna, something that's not from this world again. Something that's not from this world. It's Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Metzias Shtein Lamchal. It's Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put a kilu, sheer part of it, concentrated, a chelak of the Dekas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. It lifts up the person and isn't. The mitzarefim to his chilek at Elyon. Look at Eliyahu Golan. Look at Bashar Yeli for a second. Look at him. You see it? The person's a hecher person. He's in control. He's in control. He's connected to the higher parts of the human being. The sensitivities of a human being. It makes you higher. Bashar lifts you up. And it also, when I'm sugya, that's one nekuda of cheros. Cheros. That's what means cheros. Cheros is you're not chained down to your Bashar trivial pchises dike. Every whim, will and whim that you want to go do just pulls you in a second. You're Elyon, and you're higher. But also, it fills you up with kavod. We spoke about it the past few weeks. The kavod is one of the things that haunts every human being. Everyone's looking for kavod. Everyone's looking for purpose. It's one of the things that we're looking for. Everyone's looking for kavod, purpose, meaning. In America, I don't know if there's a musik of it. Here in Eretz Yisrael, by the Chiloinim, after they go to the army, so they go, it's very, but really, Reuben, them, they go to places like India and Tibet. And all these places, they don't go to America, they went to before in life. They don't go to America. Go to Nineveh. What are they doing there? They're not really going for typhus. They're not going there for typhus. Typhus will go to America. Go to other places. They're not really going for typhus. I don't know if they're Kool-Aid tar. Oh, they're looking for purpose. Unbelievable. They're looking for some purpose. And they have some idea, I don't know why. In those places, there are probably more places than I just mentioned. Those in all that region, they're going to get it. Turkey. Only. So in America, it's always like this. The people in life looking for purpose. What are they missing? They're missing real kavod. They're missing real rhinomos. They're missing real purpose. When they wake up, they wake up in the morning with an empty stomach. And they go to sleep at night with an emptiness. They can't shame come on. They're looking for it. And that haunts them all life. And we spoke about how it exhibits itself. The people always trying to look at who's talking to them, defending themselves. You know, just on Shabbos, I met somebody who was so embarrassed about it. The lady coming from America was so embarrassed that her husband was sitting and learning. Her husband went out of the room. She had a son. Sitting and learning. The son went out of the room. She whispers. This is someone she whispered to. She says, "Don't worry, the rest of my kids are normal. She had to excuse herself. The person shouldn't think that the rest of her kids, Chas v'Shalom, was sitting and learning, not working. And in America, the Mechubidika person, people who are sitting and learning. But this is a person, forget about all other sugyas. The person's time, she's in prison, this person. She has to whisper, a person she meets for the first time, she has to defend herself. I mean, she has no egg in the cover. She has nothing, she has no purpose. She feels that she has to tighten herself up. We will like this, so everyone's like this. Her life, they're always busy thinking, what's he going to think of me? Chain down. This is Cheirus. It's Misaleh. Kavod is Misaleh. I'm sorry, Torah is mindful of the person. It gives him purpose. It fills him up. It gives him rhinos. And this is what Rabbi Yossi said, the famous Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, he said, make me an igla tilsa. He told his servant to make him the best piece of steak. Because Shavuos is such a chashuv day. Because ilav hayomi the kagorim kama yosi ishika b'shuka. What was he saying? Zok Rashi. The ilav hayomi kagorim de lamati teiro v'nisroi mamti kama oyla noshim b'shuka moini. What was Rabbi Yosi saying? He's talking about our sugya. There are so many other people who were running on the shuk. They also get covered from all kinds of places. But the etzem person doesn't change. That's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. I would have been the same Joe. I would have been just like that Joe. What changed me? The etzem! What made me Rabbi Yossi? What made me a different person? What made me a person who's not tied down, first of all, to his animalistic desires, and second of all, he's not tied down to always looking over his shoulder. He has presence inside. He has toichin pnimi. I became a different person. When a person realizes he's fighting for this, going back to the chinuch, this gives him a koyach. When a person's fighting for his metzias, it gives him a koyach. He's ready to change. If you realize you're fighting for your metzias, you realize that to live on the bottom floor that we're living without terror, that's not an option. If you realize that living with the Alvin Kelm called life that you covered to lose Tali Bachir, Kavet Talib Acher. So you realize this is something, there's only answer. Kavet is the answer. Torah is the answer. The Firas, the famous Rambam. Amman says. Misha nesoy per tamatar per gimel lochavav. Misha nesoy liboy lekayim mitzvah zukaroyla. Liyaz muchter bekisra shel Torah. Someone who wants to get what's called keser of Torah. What's keser of Torah? What's a keser? What's a crown? Where's a crown? Crown's on a person's head. Crown's on the king's head. The head is where a person is. Greatness of a person is his head. That's where he is. The taich of a keser is, a person who is a keser is, that his human limitations are, he doesn't stop, he goes higher. When all humans end, Mashiach Mo'el Malam, he was up. When all humans end, he's higher. He's a melech. He's a melech. He's melech on his humanity. He's able to not let be inhibited and tied down by his human boundaries. That's the keser. He goes higher. Will be inhibited. Kisra shel Torah. Torah extends the person. Someone who has kisra to Torah, he has Torah in a way that extended him beyond his physical boundaries. He doesn't say, okay, I can only do this. He lets it go to the Torah, and the Torah takes him to where he wasn't there before. Right? I hope you understand that. That's what the Holy Spirit was speaking about tonight is when you go with the Torah, it's not pshat that afterwards you still need what you needed before. That was what the Suki didn't understand. The Torah bends, makes the person into elastic. All of a sudden, your Kalim end up forming now to the Torah. They end up being bent and extended by the Torah. That's the Kesser of the Torah. It heightens you, it elevates you, and it brings you higher. Someone who wants to be Zerichel Kisra Shal Torah, lo yasiach daite lidvar machim. Lo yosem aliboy sheyigne Torah ma'oysheva kovikecha. That when you're working on Torah, and this is one thing we have to keep in mind, you can't think you're going to get Torah together with Kali. What does that mean? I'm saying this like Siamaz, but we have to change the way we do covered. At the end of the day, we want covered. It means we need covered. We need inner purpose. But Torah doesn't come, doesn't start to be developed the same way. Covered chitzayni, covered medumah, is there right away. It's immediate. You do something, you have the paris right away. Everyone stands up for you, everyone says, wow, what a guy, gvaldik. Yeah? But Torah, and if it's not this way, it's a problem. When you're developing Torah, it's going to be a long time until you got covered. It was a long time until Rashid Zechron of Racha got covered. He was sitting inside, and I don't even say stories, but he had plenty of his yonis, plenty of other things. And he was doing his thing. No one knew about it. He was embracing the Torah with him. The outside world, they're not matching these things. The outside world's not matching these things. I always say over it. It's a joke. I remember with myself, all the years, my grandmother, so she was happy I was learning them. But one time, I entered a certain test, because of a contest. I put in a mimer. I'm a Muslim. I won first prize. I won money. She was never happy. She was never as happy. She called me up. The happiest time of my entire career, my terror career. Oh, he won a test. He won a first award. That was something she could show. That was something that the outside world could. The boss of Adam, at the Stuki, she lives on this world. That was something that the worldly people could grab onto. Yeah. Oh, he's learning Rajbas. Where's the Sfarim? Where's the test? Where is that? At least show me Talmidim. At least show me. The outside world, for covered, you need something to show for. You need something outside. Dr. Rambam, if you want to get Kisra Shel Torah, Dr. Rambam, don't think, if you're thinking about covered from the Vachutz, if you're going after from covered Vachutz, it's not going to work. Another ounce of Amelis at night. Another ounce of Amelis at night, no one's going to know the difference. It's not going to help. But that's the way, though, the only way you're going to get the Torah that's covered. Rambam Firzois is famous. Rambam says, Rambam says that someone who wants to be zeichet to kisra shel Torah, he's not. He has to make sure that he's not ma'abed shum leilus shum echad me'aleilus. But the way to get kisra shel Torah is that a person has to be zeichet and he shouldn't be ma'abed one of his leilus. In other words, to be oisik in time, the nights when no one sees, or Yoshev, they made it for video. But he was to the time for years and years and years, that's what he was. There was nowhere, no one else, he didn't care about it, anything. Torah, what we're saying is Torah is the biggest cover for a person. That's what you're looking for, and all humanity is looking for. And it's an unbelievable dachaf, it's an unbelievable push in a person that's looking for it. But you have to realize the path to build that is not the same way you build cover chitzur. That's the end of the Rambam. Chazor, what we started with. Shavuos is coming up. Shuas were expected to make a Kabbalah Sater, a Kabbalah of Nasim Yishma. Nasim Yishma Mitzad Echot is a point that we have to be willing to go etfas, etfas weiter than we're holding right now. Don't jump, but everyone has a point of friction. You jump and you need two levels. Everyone has a point of friction, it's a point of friction. Everyone knows it. You have to concentrate on that. Don't make a Kabbalah of Maisa. I don't know, Maisa, face Nishta, Kabbalah to keep for a year, face Nishta. I don't know if that's what you want. But think about the Maisa. Think about the Etzim. Are you willing to jump? Are you willing to go? Venice, I think the Baruch Hu knows. You know, and I think the Baruch Hu knows. Turn to the Baruch Hu. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to let yourself go and let the Torah extend you? Or right now, you know, you can't give it up. You're too stuck. You're too stuck to where you're too cut to the Stooky's cook. You're too stuck to say, I need it. I need this. I can't let go. That's what we're waiting for. What we're trying to say, the way that a person gets to that point is by being misbinding the Roimos. The Roimimus that Torah gives, the Cheirus that Torah gives. The person realizes that, he's realized he's fighting for his life. Torah Hashem Tamimah Mishiv Asimah Hashem. It makes you where you are. You're searching for yourself. There's nothing like Torah that could give you. That could be Mishiv Asimah Hashem. Shol Bizeichet Ez Hashem. Makabal Torah. Bizeichet Tefil. Chai Oilam Nata Bisekim.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce.